This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by the Parent House. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon. Thanks for being here on the program. Well, first time on the radio and barely, maybe not even, unpacked here in the Umpqua Valley. Ed Villarreal, Safety Coordinator for Roseburg Public Schools. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle. Thanks for having me on.
So talk about your work in law enforcement.
So I spent 28 years in law enforcement. First 10 and a half years was in the southeast area of Los Angeles, a town called Southgate. And worked patrol, worked on a crime impact team, got to work street level narcotics, and was a field training officer, also on the SWAT team. Got to develop my own defensive tactics team while I was there, and train the officers how to protect themselves, and went to detectives. And about 10 years afterwards, I lateraled to the town of El Segundo, which is west of there, about 18 miles or so, right near LAX, and spent the last 18 years of my career there, pretty much doing all the same things I did at Southgate.
So what got you interested in law enforcement to begin with?
Well, it was a fun career. I was going to school at Cal State Long Beach in Southern California, and had a really interesting criminal justice teacher by the name Sergeant Barnes. He was a retired LAPD. And I remember all of us used to be at the edge of all of our seats, just listening him talk about his police stories. And I think that kind of grabbed me.
And there's a lot of stress to being in law enforcement. Did you ever think of doing something else?
Well, I always actually thought of teaching, and my mom, she's a retired teacher, worked for El Rancho Unified for 30 years, and a lot of my assignments at both departments, I would instill all the training programs, whether it was the range staff or starting a defensive tactics team for both agencies, and all the hiring and personnel and so forth.
So, safety coordinator for Roseburg Public Schools, it's a new position, but I'm curious how you got from LA to Roseburg. How'd you find out about the position and what made you decide to apply?
That's a great question, Kyle. So, after I left El Segundo, my daughter now goes to Concordia, Portland. And my wife and I, we wanted to, come and support her, and we always loved the Pacific Northwest. And so we were up in Vancouver for about 6 months, and I learned about this position, and I applied for it.
And are you familiar with kind of the concept of a safety coordinator in school districts? I mean, was that already common in other places you've been around?
It's in some places it is, and some places it's not. One of my roles was an active shooter instructor, and working with the schools in El Segundo, preliminary. A lot of the programs weren't instilled, and it was our job as law enforcement to have the best utmost training to respond to our kids on a site.
So, did you have any connection with Roseburg or before this?
I did not, and I had no connection to Roseburg itself. But I just feel that everything comes full circle, and here I am, here to help.
So, in an overall way, talk about what Roseburg Public Schools, what you're being told as you went through the process and were hired. What do they hope to achieve with this?
So, obviously, provide all the training for our staff, our teachers, also parents, how to respond if there's a critical incident. And, to provide all that training does take a lot. And we have a lot of people in the district. And a lot of kids that obviously we want to keep safe, but it doesn't even have to be a critical incident. It can be, something as parent pickup or bus pickup, things like that. We have to make sure and do our best to keep our kids and staff safe.
So because I think some people at the front end of the creation of this position might tend to think about the bigger situations, which we've all unfortunately experienced around here at varying points. But yet you're saying there's a lot more to it, and even just making the routine policies, making sure everything is maybe thought out a little bit more.
That's correct. And, you know, I guess you look very much into macro when you start seeing little minutiae as well. And, you know, that's my job to go out there and see what, you know, other counties or what other schools have this a safety coordinator position. And I do have to give hats off to the school board for having the gumption to think of this position, because it's very well needed.
And as Superintendent Corden has talked about on this program before, one of the things he noticed when he got here, and even while he was under consideration for the job, was thinking through the safety aspects because of situations. And with his background coming from Beaverton, many of those schools there are newer due to the rapid growth of that area, so they're designed differently. It comes down here, you've got elementary schools that were largely built from the late 40s to around 1970 that most all have this very open design, where without fencing, which didn't used to be there not that many years ago, you could just about walk up to any classroom door right from a parking lot. From a safety perspective, I know new schools are being designed a whole lot differently than they used to be.
They are. And, you know, people say that, you know, the world's changing. You know, I say the world has changed. And we have to change with it. And that's the first couple days I went around, toured around the school, different schools, and saw those designs and noticed that they are a little dated, but we're working on it. And we know we're going to bring the best possible schools for our kids and for our staff.
So what's your thoughts just getting used to the Umpqua Valley? You said before we went on, you've only been here about a week and a half, so I'm sure this is kind of a process in motion.
Yes, it is, Kyle. And my wife, she's originally from a small town, Pagosa Springs, Colorado. We both wanted to live in a small town. Just the friendliness of people and the friendliness of a small town. And that's something that I really like.
So let's go back to law enforcement in Southern California. You've got in LA County, you've got a huge population. Though you didn't directly work with schools there all that much, are schools designed a lot differently down there just because of the huge area?
Yeah, so inner city, they are. I mean, the infrastructure's a lot different. I did work with the DARE program, or they called it SANE back then, and with Southgate Police Department. I had Montero School, and, you know, I love that job because you almost felt like a superhero going there as a police officer, and all the kids loved you and they grabbed your legs and so forth. And but it was definitely the SRO position is a great position to have in law enforcement.
And even with building design in those areas, what's different? What's done differently down there, especially in the inner city?
So very gated, lot of wrought iron there in that town of Southgate. You'd have a lot of burglaries where they were done by rooftop, and you know, it was the very closed campuses, and where it's very different than here.
Wow. Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Ed Villarreal, safety coordinator for Roseburg Public Schools. The interview podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1244 News Radio 1240 KQEN. Six Inside Douglas County, News Radio 1240 KQEN, Lars Larson Show coming at 1. Later today, KQEN Local Talk at 4, Lisa Platt has two sets of guests talking to folks from Casa de Belen and Roseburg Rotary. On tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, as we told you at noon, the Senate Republicans have walked out of the legislative session and left the state, or in the process of leaving the state right now. We'll do a check-in live from wherever he might end up with State Senator Dallas Hurd on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County program. Ed Villarreal, safety coordinator for Roseburg Public Schools, a brand new position, and just on the job for a week and a half. So as you've gone around and kind of looked at the schools and just done your, you know, sort of initial look, do you already notice things? Are you starting to sort of make notes about things that might need attention?
Yes, I do have a notepad of things that, you know, that I saw. And, you know, we're hopeful that this bond passes in May that will fortify our schools and keep our school, our kids and staff safe. So, you know, we can get that going.
And do you already have some thoughts about sort of long-term plans as to where some of the aspects that your position might touch?
Yes. Well, with anything with training, you know, it's the initial shock of putting everything together. And then once you get it together, then it almost goes on its own. But training is constant. And, you know, some of it's muscle memory. And the more you do it, the better that you'll be able to do it, especially under stress.
Now, along with being a police officer, I know along the way you formed a nonprofit called Project 99 Play for Life Incorporated, which the website says to educate teens, parents, and teachers at the high school and middle school levels about suicide prevention and self-harm. When did you form that? What led to it?
In 2015, sadly, my wife and I lost our son to suicide. He was 16 years old, and he was larger than life, beautiful kid. 16 years old, a football player, and you know, that kind of led to the suicide. He was really interested in going to USC to play football there, and when things kind of weren't going his way as a junior, you know, he ultimately took his life.
And that's obviously, for a parent, I mean, you can't even describe it unless you've gone through it, I know. But going through the process of that, for a lot of people, just coping with day-to-day life and moving forward is about all they want to tackle. How far up the road was it before you came up with the Project 99 idea?
So after my son passed away, he died on a Sunday before we had gone to church. And the very next day, I knew that his football team, they were very connected. And, you know, I felt myself, Kyle, that I had to get myself out of that room and go address the football team. And it was more than just my son and more than myself that I felt we had a problem. And I didn't want to kick this can down the alley. And we started talking to, you know, the school about suicide prevention. I got with a teacher who was his kind of educator, and her name's Michelle McCarthy, and we formed Project 99 with five other board members.
And it looks like you've got quite a few people involved in it.
We do, and so it really kicked off. It started kind of grassroots in the classroom. The principal at the time really thought it was really, really important. So did the superintendent there at Merida Valley. Now it's part of their curriculum. So every freshman goes through and listens to someone from Project 99, and there's counselors on site and so forth. So we get to about 6,000 to 7,000 kids a year that we talk to.
So at this point, the footprint of what it's doing is basically kind of in that part of LA then?
It is. It's in Riverside County, Merida Valley. But we've talked all over Corona High School. We've talked at Hemet High School. We've talked to various schools around the area, even down to San Diego.
As you have gone through this, what was sort of the process of knowing so quickly that you wanted to do something?
Well, it was one of those things that, you know, it's every parent's nightmare. No one knows 100% that they're going to go through this. We didn't. There were no signs of the suicide at all that we saw. Now looking back, you know, you can kind of pick little things that maybe I should have reacted on, but no parent ever really 100% really knows or think that's going to happen unless there's, you know, red flags that come up.
And I imagine since then, and as you formed this group, as you seek to kind of teach others and put the awareness out there, you probably all learned a lot about the subject yourselves.
Yes. So I was always on the other side, Kyle. So I was the detective showing up on, you know, suicides and so forth. And now I'm on both sides. And it's really given, it gives you an emotional intelligence to react and just give those people, you know, a tender hug, really, is what it is.
So moving forward with this group, do you think that what you've done in California with it might end up being a part of something in, up in this area at some point?
Well, that'll be dependent on my bosses, you know, and I had told my boss that I'm totally open to it. And I'd be more than happy to willing to help as much as I can. And it is a nonprofit. It's we don't get anything in return. Every single penny that is given goes back to the kids.
Let's kind of go back to the topic of you being safety coordinator for Roseburg Schools. I mean, there's so many aspects to safety, as we've been talking about, building design and processes and procedures. Over your time in law enforcement, did you see that become more complex just because there's so many more, it seems like, sort of fractured family situations that add to that?
Right. Well, we all think, you know, a lot of us come from, you know, good families and, you know, you get your three or four meals a day and so forth. But there are families out there that are struggling, or there's other things involved, and they look to school being a sanctuary. And we want to make sure that that kids know that their school is safe. It is a sanctuary.
Now, have you gotten in the, with your starting time being so recent, have you ended up actually talking with the school board yet?
I've attended a meeting with the school board and, you know, just listened in on some of the things. But we did talk about, you know, preparing the infrastructure, how we would do that.
And size-wise, with the enrollment for the Roseburg District, number of staff, how does that compare to where you were living before in California?
So obviously a lot less. I mean, it just real packed. The area of Marietta where I lived is still very big, you know, compared to here in Roseburg, but a lot less than the inner city in El Segundo or Southgate.
Interesting. And a lot of folks, you know, when you're in a big city for a long time, a lot of times people want to get out, want to go someplace smaller. Have you seen it from the other end, though, from folks that came to the big city because they liked all the things that were available?
Yes. So my last position was the recruiting sergeant and personnel sergeant. So I did all the backgrounds, prepared all the tests and so forth. So I actually came up here to Western Oregon and recruited a female that came down, and she did so well. She just had a lot of grit and a lot of strength, and she became class president in the academy and is doing real well and just became a motor officer.
So over your time in law enforcement, how much did, and you had all these different roles, but how much did just being in law enforcement, how did that change over your career?
Well, it did change. I started in 1991. I was there for the LA riots. I got to be a part of that. And boy, did I learn right away about being prepared or not, and having extra food and, you know, we call them war bags, where you have all your equipment. But, you know, I can tell you that first night, you know, there was nothing open. And so whatever you had in your war bag, that's what you were eating. So a lot of the officers went into, you know, getting into the candy machines and called it dinner.
Wow. So a big, lengthy law enforcement career, and now safety coordinator for Roseburg Public Schools. Ed Villarreal, here for a whole week and a half so far, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And already on the radio, thanks for being on Inside Douglas County this afternoon.
Thank you, Kyle.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by The Parent House. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.